You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Fairy House. We've got a 7-race card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Oh, very well, mate. Very well.
Good man. What do you make of Fairy House tonight, then?
I think it's an excellent card other than two races. The horrible big field handicaps look impossible, but scattered around them are several really good heats where I think the bookmakers have got the prices wrong.
Right, good stuff. Well, let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 550. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Auction Maiden. So over 6 furlongs, and Mint Chai heads to the market at 6-4. It's 9-4 for Escondida. Money for Aldo Rain, who's 8-4-1 this morning. 8-1 for Miss Philly Jinx. 10-1 for Rathbride Raven. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. So we've got a 6-4 favourite in Mint Chai, but the one that the money's coming for, Andy, Aldo Rain, what do you make of the opener?
Yeah, that's the one I'm on. Was 10-1 this morning, Aldo Rain, which is an absolute massive rick. Obviously, jockey booking suggests that Mint Chai is the one that we should be on here from the Joe Lyons camp, but I think Aldo Rain's run at Navan was a much better one. I'm not sure whether Mint Chai is a 6-4 chance based on that run at Leopardstown behind Odds and Air. It wasn't a bad run from the colt by Roderick O'Connor, but Aldo Rain's run was a much better one. That was a good race. That was the one that was won by Old Enemy. Back in second was Beach, Black Beach, who ran an absolute stormer in one of the hottest 2-mile races run so far in Ireland so far this season for the Johnny Levens camp. So I think that form is really hot. And Aldo Rain ran a really encouraging race in the hands of Gary Carroll. Was up with the speed throughout, kept on really well, but certainly suggested that he'll get further, and he's got an extra furlong to run over tonight. I see William Hill gone 4-1 now. That looks around about the right price. Not really a massive fan so far of Escondida. Looks a nice colt, but looks a little bit gangling on the leg. Might need a little bit more in time. I think Miss Philly Jinx can run quite well. I thought she shaped really well after a slow beginning the other day at Dundalk behind a horse who got previous form in the shape of Birdcage. I think that could run quite well if breaking on turn from stall one. But all whichever way you shake this race down, there's no way that Aldo Rain could have been the price as he was this morning. I expect him to be in the frame, and hopefully he might go close to winning.
Okay, on to the second race, which is the 6.25. This is a race for three-year-olds at entry are rated 90 or less. It's over 6 furlongs, and Penny Pepper is a well-backed favourite, 5-2 into 13-8 this morning. 7-2 for Marcel. Hunt is 9-2. It's 15-2 for Emperor Bob. 8-1 for Ardumi, and 11-1 are bigger prices for the other two. So a well-backed favourite in Penny Pepper, Andy.
Yep, again, William Hill got the spot on, 13-8. Was as big as 11-4 this morning, and that definitely looks a tasty morsel for punters to get stuck into. That was a really good run in a very fast speed figure race I got in Ace of the Day, one of the hottest sprint handicaps in and around the 0-90 mark I've got this season. It went the way of Happy Prince, who had the luxury of racing on the far side rail. But Penny Pepper, I thought, shaped really well, kept on quite nicely after meeting trouble in running in the latter stages, certainly suggesting that she's going forward. She was a winner on debut this season at the Curragh in quite a decent maiden, again in a reasonable time. She looks quite a handy, active type as well that likes to race up with the speed, so stall one is ideal for the sharp track. You need to get into the home bend in and around where the pace is because it's quite a short run in. I certainly respect Morzel, who also recorded a decent number the other day in Dundalk, although wishing well, the third could have done with slightly upgrading the form a little bit better than she did last night when running at Gowran, finishing fourth in a maiden. But all the way, I do think that filly by showcasing is a nice type and he's definitely going the right way. Ardhumi didn't find a great deal off the bridle the other day. Hunt's form looks fairly modest. Emperor Bob obviously looks a sprinting type and he's making his seasonal reappearance. We don't really know where we stand with him. But the form horse is definitely Penny Pepper. The speed figure horse is the Kevin Brendagast filly. And I expect her to justify heavy market support as well.
On to the third race next. This is at 7 o'clock, and this is a median auction main over 7 furlongs, and Chinega Bay is even money into 4-7 this morning. 9-2 for Mutadamin, 6-1 for Espresso Brasileiro, 16-1 for Multiculture and Blue Fragrance and Bureau Ambition, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. The favourite, all the rage in the betting here, Andy.
Yeah, I can tell we've been busy this morning. Trying to mop up some 5-4 and even money about this thing. It was almost a question of which one do we back first out of those first three I've mentioned and tipped so far this morning. But this one's probably the strongest of the three. Certainly expect this horse to justify favouritism. It is a really weak maiden. And the race that it contested last time out was a much better one than this. Finished second to a horse called Ginger Lake, who was given a good ride from Joseph O'Brien. Justified market support from the Ian O'Brien camp in quite a good time. But Chinega Bay didn't get the clearest of runs on that occasion. Would have certainly pushed the winner all the way and gone a little bit more closer to the... to that nice horse had he got a clearer run. In the end, he got beat a length and a half. It was doing all his best work at the end. If you're looking for a slight negative, it would be dropping back in trip to 7 furlongs, because it does look as though at least a mile is what it requires. But like I say, it's such a modest race that it should get away with it. The second favourite, Mutadamin, has had loads of chances and was really disappointing the other day down in Killarney. And the rest of them look an absolute shower, to be honest. So from stall to a positive ride, from an informed stable, I expect Chinega Bay to easily justify its position in the market.
On to the 7:35, next race 4 on the card. This is a handicap over 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds rated 47-65. As open as you'd like, and quite a few market moves this morning. No Way Jack is 4-1 into 11-4. 6-1 for Tanneron. Behind Bars was 16-1 early today, now 6-1. 7-1 for Enter the Priory. 10-1 for Broker Pondo and La Belle Rose, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Is it a pin job, Andy? What would you recommend in there?
Yeah, it is a pin job. Yeah, I've got no interest in this race whatsoever from a betting perspective. Obviously, I'll just mention a few that are in good form. We can all see that No Way Jack is one of those, yet to win in 9 starts, but certainly knocking at the door. Good run the other day down in Roscommon behind What's the Plot in a well-contested race. That would probably be the pick of the form and probably would get the vote. 11-4 looks a little bit short, but you can certainly see why punters are looking to get with him. Enter the Priory is another one who's also come unstuck in 12 races without winning, but again, another horse who should be there or thereabouts. Interesting money for Behind Bars. Only 6-1 with William Hill. You could have got 25 this morning. God knows what's going on with that one, but an interesting stable. And ran quite well last time out at Dundalk. Didn't meet the clearest of runs, although I watched a video back this morning. It wouldn't exactly get me excited at the price it is now. Bit of money for Broker Pondo as well. First run this season for Johnny Levens. That's another interesting runner, but absolute nightmare race. Definitely a race to avoid for me, but I'd go with No Way Jack if given a token fiver.
Okay, No Way Jack Frandy in that one then. The 8:05 is the fifth race on the card. This is a filly's maiden over a mile and a quarter, and Blue Paribas is 5-2 into 13-8, so another well-backed favourite this morning. Zhukova is 4-1, 6-1 for Terracotta, 7-1 for Marie Celeste, 15-2 for Duchess of Florence and Lenarda, and 8-1 for Alertness, 12s or bigger for the others. Everything on the slide barring a well-backed favourite, Andy.
Yeah, funny enough, I'm not as mad keen on this one as I have been on the other horses that have been back this morning. I've got no interest with Blue Paribas at 13-8. I thought she ran okay first time out at Navan. I can see why some punters have, you know, tried to get with her and trying to be a bit cute. But all in all, I think that maiden that was won by Fluff was won by a very good horse, and the rest of them weren't up to much because a lot of them have run poorly subsequently. Like I said, I just don't think the form is that great. And she just, like I say, she just made mild, interesting late headway. Definitely worth a try ever further. Certainly suggest on breeding and the way she ran that day that she will appreciate the extra 2 furlongs from tonight being by Sea of the Stars, but doesn't make any appeal at the prices. But whereas Lenarda is definitely much more interest to me at the price that she is this morning. She's 15-2 with William Hill. I do think this is a good each-way bet here. Again, nice low draw to start with. That's a good tick in the box. The second is that eye-catching run first time out behind one of Ian O'Brien's promising 3-year-old fillies called Outstanding. And it was an outstanding time as well that that horse posted in victory. But back and forth was the eye-catching Lenarda, who was certainly knocked about by Norma Collar, made real nice late headway down the outside of the field without being unduly punished. Certainly suggested she also would appreciate the step-up in trip. She's certainly bred to. And she's quite a nice, stocky, scopey filly as well. I think she's going to improve for that first run. All in all, she's way overpriced this morning with 15-2 with Hills. And I think she should be there or thereabouts. So, Leonardo, confident each way vote in the 8.05.
The 8.35 is the penultimate race in Fairy House this evening. This is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter, and Rockview Emperor and House Limit are the 6-1 joint favourites. Romantic, supported from 14s into 7s, so halved in price. Another gamble in Fairy House this evening. 9-1 for Flowing Air, 10-1 for Granta, 10-1 for Temasek Star, and 12-1 on bigger prices for the others. Open race, Andy, who would you side with in there?
Yeah, again, another race I'm not mad bonkers on this morning. Rockview Emperor has been running consistently well of late. I'm sure he'll give supporters a reasonable run, but my opinion of him is he might need a little bit more cut in the ground than he's going to get tonight. House Limit, Flowing Air, that of the like, they've all been running reasonably well on the all weather, but you know, the switch to the turf is a little bit of a concern. So a couple of horses that I'd be mildly interested in here are Romantic, a horse that's already been nibbled out in the market. I thought he ran an eye-catcher the other day down in Gowran, over a mile and a half, doing some good late work at the finish on ground that might have just been a bit too strenuous for him on that occasion. He's also run well the time before in a quite hot handicap at Leopardstown behind Princess Aloof in a race which has worked out well, and also was a good race on the speed figures. Hopefully mile and a quarter will suit, so I could see Romantic going well. The other one to mention is Temasek Star with the blinkers on for the first time. He's often led me feeling a little bit cold in his races, Mickey Halford's four-year-old. Not sure whether he's absolutely the full ticket and whether he's putting it all in, so hence the headgear's gone on. But he's certainly got the ability, and if he reproduces that run that he did at Dundalk in midwinter, he'd definitely have a chance here at the prices. But again, another race similar to the other handicap on the card I'm not mad keen on, but the two token selections against the field would be Romantic and Temasek Scar.
On to the final race, and this is the 9.05. It's a race for three-year-olds at entry rated 95 or less. It's over a mile and a quarter. And Sandro Botticelli heads the market at 6-4, but on the slide this morning from 6-5. 15-8 for Postulation, who was 7-4. Ringside Humour, supported from 6s into 4s. And Buenos y Bobos is 92 from 5-1. So quite an active little betting market, Andy. How would you play the lucky last?
Yeah, I think this one's a little bit more wide open than the market had at first light this morning. Sandro Botticelli was putting really short. Yes, it was an eye-catching debut win at the Curra, went unexpected, but I don't think the form is that great. The speed figure wasn't great. They finished in a bit of a heap. And we've only had one winner out of the race, and that was in the Dundalk Maiden called Whitehaven Bay. So I'm a little bit sceptical about taking a short price about him. Postulation was well undone the other day when he was a short price favourite at Canali, but that was largely due to the fact that he ran on the inside rail, which was the swamp. Any horse that raced on the inside rail at Killarney on the 12th of May had absolutely no chance. So I think he could improve, and he's likely to make the run-in. But I've got to go with Ringside Humour again. What's not to like about her chance? As I highlighted in her claims last night at Gowran, she'd bumped into Curvy on a couple of occasions and was a little bit more unlucky than the official margin suggested on both of those two runs. Again, an unlucky run at the Curra next time out, and she delivered the goods last time out with a really good turn of foot, coming from last to first with a massive swoop up the inside to win quite readily. And it certainly wouldn't bother me that she ran again 24 hours later, because Jim Bolger does this regularly. Once he's got a horse in good form, he just keeps running them time and time again, and they seem to thrive. Small field obviously suits. She's got a good turn of foot, and I certainly think at 5-1 she can outrun her odds.
Good stuff. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, I've got 4 or 5 bets here tonight at Fairy House. I've already been quite active trying to get as many bets on as I can. Aldo Rain is the standout in the first each way. Hopefully he can still get a nice price about him. I'd be really keen on Penny Pepper on the speed figures based on her run last time out in a good race at Navan. Chinega Bay looks the short price nap of the night in the 7 o'clock. I don't expect that to lose. No way Jack would be the token selection at 7.35, but that's definitely going to put the kettle on race. In the 8.05, I'm really keen on that Johnny Murta filly, Leonardo, who caught the eye on a very good maiden on her debut. I'd expect her to improve and to be there or thereabouts. 8.35, again, another race where you can go and drink a cup of cocoa. But my two against the field would be Romantic and Temasek Star. And in the 9.05, Ringside Humour turns up again 24 hours after demolishing its field last night at Gowran. And I certainly think it looks overpriced on the morning line this morning.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Fairy House this evening.
Hopefully well. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.